Our reading from the prophet Jeremiah presents us with a familiar scenario, a prophet ignored, derided, and mistreated. In this case, it's Jeremiah, who as God's messenger prophesied in Jerusalem. For many years, Jeremiah had warned the people of Judah about an oncoming disaster. Often referred to as a weeping prophet, Jeremiah challenged the Jewish religious leadership of his day for their failure to worship the one true God and for their reliance on military alliances with their enemies that were trusting in the Lord. Not surprisingly, no one liked hearing Jeremiah's message of doom and gloom. In fact, determined to silence him forever, but unwilling to have a prophet's blood on their hands, those in power contrived to have Jeremiah arrested and, as we heard, have him imprisoned in a muddy cistern. There they hoped he would be forgotten and die. As a prophet, Jeremiah brought division, not because God sought to create such, but because people choosing whether to listen to and follow God's message or not necessarily divided the community. With a message no one wanted to hear, Jeremiah knew that his fidelity to the Lord could possibly result in his death. And yet Jeremiah never shied away from obeying God. On his way to Jerusalem, Jesus tells his disciples in the gospel that he has come to establish not peace but division. Jesus describes how his message will divide communities and pit family members against family members. Relationships will suffer, and he himself will suffer death. As with every previous prophet, those who heard and still hear Jesus' message of truth and salvation had the choice to welcome his message and follow it or to ignore it. This is what divides, our choice. Today, our lives as followers of Jesus Christ, united to him and to one another by virtue of our baptism, often marked with the same kinds of turmoil as our ancestors. Just as a cross is never far from the tomb, empty tomb, so struggles and suffering are part of our human existence. And so, my sisters and brothers, as followers of Jesus Christ and members of his mystical body, the Church, let us never lose sight of the Lord's presence and his offer of grace as we are daily challenged to embrace the Lord's message of peace, love, forgiveness, and hope, to live a life, a Christ-like life, in a world that often turns a deaf ear to his message of hope and salvation. May God's blessings be with you today and throughout the rest of the week.